Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we have incredible amounts of left-wing terrorism, Democrat terrorism, happening across the United States right now. Of course, it goes completely ignored by the media. They're still freaking out over the events of January 6th. That didn't even stall the activities in Congress for more than 5 hours. They were back in Congress doing business even after the supposed insurrection, the big lie, that big lie. No lie too big for the Democrat Party and their media cohorts. They'll tell you any lie. So I would suggest not believing anything they say. You'll be much better off. But again, they still obsess over the events of January 6th where four Trump supporters died. One lady was executed, a military veteran. You still don't get to know the name of the officer that killed her, shot her in the head, on tape, unarmed. And that's the worst thing that's ever happened, and we have the Capitol locked down. By the way, the National Guard has requested that we remove all the National Guard and the walls and everything because it's on pace to cost us $500 million a year right now at current rates and pace. And Pelosi and Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, said, no way. If anything, we're going to have more National Guard here. For what? Well, to protect the criminals in Congress, don't you see? This is what it really comes down to. Nancy Pelosi and the like know that you know they are the biggest criminals in the history of America. The most treasonous, traitorous actors in our country's history are in Congress right now. And they know that you know that. And so they got so scared that 3 straight months, over 1 million people who know that showed up in D.C. And even though we were peaceful, it still scares them because they know at the flick of a switch that could turn against them. And we really could do. We really could have taken Congress that day. They really could have taken the Capitol. That was never the plan. That was never the desire. That's why most people walking in looked confused and disoriented, were walking around the ropes, didn't know what they were doing. But see, Pelosi and Schumer and Waters and Omar and the like know that you know they're the biggest criminals in the history of this country. They just robbed $2 trillion once again, printing $2 trillion to enrich themselves and bail themselves out. So they need the wall at the Capitol. They need the National Guard at the Capitol because they need to protect themselves and their criminal behavior. It's mob psychology, but it's not mob. It's mafia psychology. You go to the big mafia Don's house, what does he have? He's got walls. He's got armed guards. He's behind it all. That's Congress now. But they don't seem to mind that Portland burns every night. They don't seem to mind that there's rioting in Los Angeles. They don't seem to mind that there's violence every night in Philadelphia, in New York. The list just goes on. So what do you use that to say? That the Democrats are total frauds and liars? Well, you already know that. But here's the problem. Most people don't even want to deal with this right now. And maybe that tide is starting to turn because it's getting so out of control. And I don't know how far ahead of the curve InfoWars is on this because we haven't reached that curve yet. But it's absolutely out of control what left-wing Democrat terrorism is going on and being completely ignored by the mainstream media. They tried to burn a federal courthouse in Portland on Friday with people inside. Media didn't even mention it. But the FBI is still going after you if you were in D.C. on January 6th. The FBI is still going after you. But in Portland, you had a Montana man who traveled to Portland, got involved in the Portland riots. He was arrested, got released, and then got arrested again. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you all about it coming up. But the Democrat terror events continue to happen, and the Democrat big lies continue to permeate the hearts and minds of Americans, and it needs to stop or we're in big trouble.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know what? I need to get into this Democrat terrorism that's been happening as we enter the second hour, but I have not even plugged today. I am bad, and this is more important. We have to stay on air, folks, to fight back against the New World Order propaganda that's leading people to take a deadly vaccine, die from it, and then deny that that's what happened. That's led us to a point where you can have an American woman, 65 years old, get assaulted, harassed, and arrested by a cop for not wearing a mask inside a Bank of America in Texas where there is no mask mandate for a fake pandemic that the media lied to them about. So we're at the front lines fighting this propaganda with truth. It's the only sword and shield that we can wield here. And we need to stay on air to fight that because, you know, there's very few and far between that are willing to stand up. Now, those few and far between that are willing to stand up are starting to take bigger leaps and strides. But it's still InfoWars leading the charge. So keep us on air by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the final hours right now. So Alex is back in town. He's going to have to cut new specials for tomorrow. So it's the final hours of free shipping store-wide. And then the current sales we have, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 40% off. I will tell you, I tried Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support for the first time last night. I'm all confused because of the changing in time. It kind of may have me confused and disoriented last night and this morning. But let me tell you, yeah, I was down and out for sure. For about 8 hours, probably, I was down and out. And it was kind of shocking waking up to the clock. I was like, holy smokes, like down and out is serious stuff. But then I realized that we lost an hour, too. So point is, though, Down and Out, the trifecta, the new addition to the trifecta of sleep support we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm glad we have three different sleep support formulas. A lot of people struggle with sleep, including myself. And so it's good to have three different formulas to kind of go on and off each one so you don't get too tolerant to them and they remain effective. So Down and Out, 40% off. Got me down and out last night. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. We still have privacy pouches available, $10 off of those right now. And 50% off Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, 50% off Alexa Pure Pro air filter, and I believe the water filters too. So these specials, though, have hours left. Alex is going to have to come cut new specials tomorrow now that he's back in town. So final hours of free shipping store-wide. Now, guys, we've got all kinds of videos. So if you guys just want to be rolling this B-roll, whether it's from L.A. or New York or Portland or wherever it's all from as I cover these headlines. But remember as a backdrop, Ashley Babbitt got executed on film in Washington, D.C. by a Capitol Police officer. We still don't know that individual's name. How is that possible? And the big lie, oh, police violence is racism. If that was a white person, they wouldn't have been shot. What about Ashley Babbitt? And we don't even get to know the cop's name. So that's interesting. But just remember that as a backdrop, and remember that the Democrats have put D.C. under martial law lockdown without even a vote to protect their own criminal behavior. They just stole $2 trillion. So Congress just stole $2 trillion, and they did it while they were protected by our military. Oh, man. But here we go. So will there be incitement charges for Joe Biden or Linda Sarsour? Linda Sarsour was leading rallies over the weekend, speaking during rallies during the one-year anniversary of Breonna Taylor's death, saying, we're going to have rallies, we're going to be louder than ever, we're going to be in cities across America. And then that night, what happened? Violence, destruction, criminal behavior, arson, assault, battery. Biden urges police reform as Breonna Taylor protests turned violent across the nation. So that's Biden's response. Hey, a bunch of people just went out and burned cities to the ground, assaulted police officers, attacked federal court buildings, are guilty of arson, all kinds of criminal behavior. They get arrested and released and then arrested again. And what's Biden's response? We need police reform. Well, look, I'm telling you right now, the quickest solution to this problem is to actually get rid of the police. It's not what I want necessarily to happen because it'll be a total breakdown of civilization. But at this point, civilization is already broke, and the police are only police because they need a paycheck. That's where we're at now. And so they really can't even do their job. It's all just political theater and ceremony. And so, I feel bad for the police. I think for the most part, they're good people. They're in a bad situation, and everybody needs a paycheck, folks. Everybody's got a mortgage, rent, bills, kids, whatever. So they can't quit, even though I'm sure it's not a very positive experience for police right now, especially in Portland or Los Angeles or New York or Chicago, where the Democrat Party has basically put a target on your back to be murdered. But so you get attacked every night. The media doesn't even care. The FBI doesn't even care. And the politicians don't even care. So I'm serious. Either police should just fully stand down at this point. If you just want to keep your jobs, I would just stand down. Let them just burn it all. Hey, again, I'm not promoting this. I'm not the one that wants the violence. I'm just saying we got a problem here. And the only way people are going to realize that we have a problem here is if the police actually disappear for a month or so. And complete and entire city blocks are burned to the ground. Entire city blocks are looted. For every last scrap that these criminal thugs can find. Guess what? America will wake up real fast. And then when they end up at Nancy Pelosi's front door, and they end up at Maxine Waters' front door, and Chuck Schumer's front door, and the rest of the Democrats' front door, guess what? They're going to be begging for police then. But see, they'll have their own private security, which would expose them even further. But the FBI doesn't investigate, and they get arrested and released, folks. They get arrested and released. There are dozens, if not hundreds, we don't know the number, dozens, if not hundreds of Trump supporters, Americans, many of which are veterans, rotting in jail right now. Families, mothers, fathers, veterans, pastors, rotting in jail right now because they were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Nobody's even reporting this except InfoWars. Because they get arrested. A Democrat judge says, no, you're a threat to society. I have to keep you in jail till your court date. And then they delay the court date months and months and months and months and months because of the fake pandemic. They can't go to court. And they say, you can't be released. You're a threat to society. Children, mothers, fathers, pastors, rotting in jail cells right now because of the FBI and our politicians. Many of which, their only crime was being on Capitol grounds. That's it. That's a crime now. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the Cusimon case. By the way, he's still rotting in a jail cell. His defense is arguing, how can you hold my client for entering a building illegally when he was waved in by the police? So that's in front of a judge right now with all the footage. But guess what? If you got a Democrat judge, you're going to jail no matter what. And here's the difference. You want to know why Peter Ducey is the only person in the White House press corps that asks any real questions of Jen Psaki? Because everyone else is a Democrat. You have Democrats who are activists as judges and PAs and DAs and mayors and politicians, but they don't actually do their job. They put their agenda and their activism over their job. So that's why they're able to get away with this. And that's why Trump supporters are rotting in jails while individuals like a Montana man are arrested twice during the same riot in Portland over the weekend. Because Democrats are activists. They're not real. A Democrat on a jury or a bench or in politics will always put their agenda before reality, before the truth, before the evidence, before any of it. That's why these people are so dangerous, folks. That's why once you give them control, they never relinquish it. That's why they want you to wear the mask. That's why they want you to take a vaccine. That's why they want to take your guns. That's why they want to censor you on the internet. Because they hate you, and they'll do anything they can to destroy you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Yes, Democrat terrorism continues to run rampant across the United States, and the media continues to ignore it because, of course, they're not actual members of the media or journalists or reporters. They're, well, Democrats. And so why would they call out their own criminal activity that they love to promote and engage in? Democrats promote the violence, then they hide the violence, and then they say, oh, you're being violent. It's a cyclical thing with these people. That's why they're so dangerous. And in Chicago, now, you may remember over the summer some of the violence that happened in Chicago, where you had all the police, dozens if not hundreds of police, surrounding the Christopher Columbus statue, and they were surrounded by a Black Lives Matter Democrat mob. Violent mob, insurrection mob. And so you had hundreds of Chicago police injured. You saw all these criminals throwing projectiles, bricks, PP bottles, and all the other stuff that the left-wing terrorists are known to engage with. Literally like bottles of PP and poo-poo. It's what they do. They PP and poo-poo over there, the Democrat Party terrorists. And so that statue, though, that was protected by the Chicago police when they were so viciously assaulted that day, well, it's now been removed. See, mob violence and Democrat terrorism accomplishes things. That's why they continue to do it. The media ignores it, and then we capitulate, and the cycle repeats itself until we stop the cycle. You understand? And the irony, of course, is they are still investigating the violence from that day. Chicago police seeking to identify people involved in last summer's clash with officers at Columbus Statue in Grant Park. So hundreds of officers injured, taken to the hospital. But even though they're still searching for those criminals, they gave them what they wanted. The Democrat terrorist mob wins again. Promoted and covered up by the mainstream media, funded by the Democrat Party, promoted by the Democrat Party. So, oh, but they took the statue down, even though they're still investigating the Democrat terrorists who were out there that day assaulting police officers. So that's good. Give the terrorist mob what it wants. I'm sure there will be no negative repercussions of that. And also, you have Democrat terrorists attacking individuals in the street. Man that has a sign that says children cannot consent to puberty blockers suffers broken arm after Antifa gang assault. So once again, you have more. Here's the video. You have more Democrat terrorism on the streets, and these people won't even be arrested. They never are. And if they are, they get released, bailed out on Democrat money. By Democrat DAs, district attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, always bail them out. But if you're a Trump supporter, you're going to rot in jail forever. You're going to get the worst side of the law. These people are behaving like true Nazis, except they're worse. And also, not only do you have the left-wing Democrat political violence that we see every day, the Democrat racist hate crimes continue to happen in New York, in California, and so in Philadelphia. Guys, roll clip B-roll from 13. And apparently this is just commonplace in Philadelphia. When I was researching this story, there's just this basically a dirt bike gang in Philadelphia that just runs roughshod over the city. Now, this individual is on his dirt bike, pulls out his gun, and finally his other friends. So he's attacking people in their vehicles, smashing bricks in the vehicles, pulls out his gun, nearly kills an Asian man, So the hate crimes against Asians and white people by black people continue. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to report on that. You're not allowed to show the crime statistics. You're not allowed to show the hit game videos where they attack Asians and white people in the streets and kill them sometimes. You're not allowed to talk about that. You're not allowed to show that. It's racist to show that. It's racist to show the racists attacking innocent people. So this is just what the Democrat Party is up to, promoting their terrorism, promoting their mob violence. It is, after all, the biggest hate group in the United States. That is the Democrat Party. It is, of course, the biggest terror group in the United States. That is, of course, the Democrat Party. But they can engage in all their criminal mob, mafia violence as they steal $2 trillion from you behind the National Guard. But you can't have 4th of July. Biden said you're not allowed to have 4th of July unless you get your vaccine. Then maybe we'll let you be free. Because, you know, he's the tyrant in chief now who wakes up every day and doesn't know where he is, his own admission. But now the National Park Service under Biden is rejecting a request from South Dakota to have fireworks at Mount Rushmore this year. So the Democrats are allowed to engage in straight up terrorism in the streets. The Democrats are allowed to engage in straight up promotion and bailing out of this terrorism, not to mention the hate crimes and racism that they're engaged with on a daily basis. They're allowed to do this all day long, but you can't even have fireworks at Mount Rushmore on the 4th of July. See what happens when Democrats get in charge, folks? These people destroy everything. Everything. This is a cancer. This is a cancer of civilization. This is a cancer of culture. Yeah, you have cancel culture run by the Democrats, but it's really a cancer culture. It will kill our culture and civilization, and it's metastasizing now. And so, you know what has to happen? On the 4th of July, patriots need to go to Mount Rushmore and just have your own firework display. Shove it in these globalists' rear end. Shove it in these Democrats' rear end. We're free people. You don't tell us to stay home. You don't tell us we can't have barbecues. You don't tell us we can't hug our grandmas. You are the criminals. You are the tyrants. So let's see what happens at Mount Rushmore this 4th of July as they are refusing to let people have the firework display there. Kristi Noem is not going to rest easy on this one, I predict, the governor of South Dakota. And I don't know if the American people will or the citizens of South Dakota will either. But, you know, I'll finish with this. Liberalism, Democrat Party politics are a cancer to culture and civilization. And it's the strangest thing because they've ruined sports. You know, one of my escapes, even after I left the sports media, was still just maybe on a Saturday, I'd like to watch a sports game. I can go into the suspended reality and be a kid again, and it's fun to cheer and watch sports and the glamour and the majesty and all of it. It's dead. Liberals have killed sports, folks. And it's not just liberals, but it's other elements. But sports are not even enjoyable anymore. All the propaganda, it's all about the individual now. They're all rich, spoiled brats. And you can tell, and when you're watching the old footage of Marvin Hagler, and I was just watching old games that I went to as a kid. It's just so much more enjoyable than the new sports that are just shoving all the propaganda down your throat. Everything is a money suck. It's not even about the game. It's very disrespectful to the game, actually. But don't worry. They're making every piece of space on that TV is a bought advertisement. Every player is larger than life with their money and their social media. And don't worry. The left-wing propaganda is everywhere as well, infiltrating it. So you have to go watch sports from like the 90s and before, or the early 2000s, even enjoy it anymore, because why? Liberalism is a cancer to culture, and it kills it.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday, and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filled filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Don't forget, InfoWars Sunday Night Live follows The Alex Jones Show every Sunday, normally hosted by yours truly, myself, Owen Schroyer. But I'm hosting The Alex Jones Show today, and so we're going to have Harrison Smith in studio, and Patrick Howley is going to be his guest. And let me tell you, I think Patrick Howley is going to be dropping some exclusive intelligence coming up on InfoWars Sunday Night Live regarding the Vegas shooting. And, of course, it's pretty much the same intel that we had when it happened, but he's going to lay out some more of the details as he's being threatened and intimidated right now. So you're going to want to watch Harrison Smith and Patrick Howley coming up. And, of course, don't forget, this is all supported by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Live 6 days a week, 10 hours a day on weekdays. Alex comes up here and files special reports on Saturdays. So really 7 days a week here we're operating, getting you the content on all the breaking news and developments. And so it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping, but it's the final hours right now. It's the final hours of free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, so take advantage of that, especially with heavier items, emergency food, air filters, water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me tell you, our newest sleep support formula, Down and Out, the liquid tincture version, really, of Rocket Rest. I tried it for the first time last night, and it is very effective, perhaps the most effective, and I'm not sure, between that and Rocket Rest, very similar results for me. And I was just kind of confused and disoriented when I woke up, and it was like so late, but then I realized we lost an hour while I was sleeping. But Down and Out, brand new to InfoWarsStore.com, and introductory rate of 40% off right now. So, final hours of free shipping store-wide. Take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me continue on with the rest of these news stories. Once again, the Democrat Party and their media cohorts, all they do is lie. That's just the reality of the situation. And so here's one example. Pelosi says climate change is responsible for crisis on the southern border. So they don't know what to do to cover up this total catastrophe happening at the southern border because of Joe Biden's policies, which aren't really his policies. Who knows whose policies they actually are? Biden doesn't know his policies. He doesn't even know where he is. But Pelosi says it's climate change. Wow. Now, what is it really? It's really the fact that you've opened the border and that you're promising free handouts and that they're coming from hellhole countries destroyed by communism. But don't let the truth get in the way of the big lie. No, it's climate change, says Pelosi. So they're trying to find a way to justify the fact that they have now hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border. They're testing positive for COVID, and they're releasing them into your cities. They're putting them on planes. They're putting them on helicopters. They're putting them on buses. And they're releasing them into your major cities. Hundreds of thousands a month. I'll predict right now that May, the month of May, you'll have 300,000 illegal border crossings. It'll be a new record. And it's called an invasion, folks. A functioning society, a functioning country, calls this an invasion. And it is an invasion. I'm not saying the people invading us are bad, but you do have the drug cartels running their drugs and their deadly fentanyl, which, by the way, you have record amounts of fentanyl being taken off the streets right now. Yeah, it's because the borders are open again. Oh, and it's Biden's, one of Biden's appointees invests in one of the companies that makes the heroin. Ho-ho! You can't even make this stuff up. Gupta. That's her name. Gupta. Yeah, she's invested millions of dollars in a company that makes heroin that gets smothered over the southern border. But don't let that get in the way of a good Biden appointee, if it's even his appointee. It's total criminal behavior. And so the Democrats need any excuse they can for the overflow of the kids in cages. They had to reopen the cages, actually. They're reception centers now, but literally the places that they called cages, where they sent for their Photoshop photo shoots with AOC and the rest, those were closed by Trump. The Democrats, Biden had to reopen them for all the overflow. So they needed somehow to cover this disaster at the southern border up. There were parts of the wall that were needed two days max to complete part of these sections of the wall where there's like 20, 30 foot gaps. Biden shut it down. He literally called and said, stop this construction. And now there's these huge gaps in the wall and they're just pouring in. You can look at all these different journalists, Julio Rosas, Ben Berkwam, I forget the other lady at Fox, Laura Logan. Folks, they go down to the southern border to do a report, and they can't even get their camera set up in time to capture the thousands of people pouring in illegally. So they pull out their phones and they film it on their phone because they can't even get a camera set up. Because they get down there and immediately they're pouring across. And that's why you see all the footage of it shot on cell phones. Because they don't even have enough time to get a camera set up on a tripod. So it's like, oh, here comes the southern border crossings happening illegally. Get out the cell phone. The camera's not ready. And what does Pelosi say? Oh, it's climate change. Now, the funny thing is, you have more expats moving to Central America right now, perhaps ever than has ever been in this country's history. They're moving to Belize. They are moving to Mexico. They are moving to Nicaragua. There's whole communities of expats buying up land and turning it into neighborhoods in the Gulf, on rivers. I know multiple people that have done this. So they go to Costa Rica. I mean, I'm serious. The amount of expats moving to Central America. So what does that tell you? So the globalists or communist party politics have destroyed Central America. So all the people, the number is now at, in the last 10 or 20 years, the United States of America has taken 15%. This number could be up to 20 before long. I don't even know what you would search, guys. But we've taken now 15% in the last couple of decades of Central America's entire population. 15%! They broke those civilizations. The same policies the Democrats want here broke Central America. So yeah, these people are downtrodden. They try to come to America. They think it's going to be better. Meanwhile, successful, smart people in America are rushing to Nicaragua, rushing to Honduras, rushing to Belize, because they can buy cheap property on a river or a beach and farm and grow their own food and not have to deal with the collapsing United States of America and the tyranny here. What a dichotomy that is. But Pelosi says it's because of climate change. Once again, telling the big lie. Daryl Issa understands the Democrat hypocrisy. He says, Democrats are taking credit for the vaccine and blaming Trump for the border crisis. Of course, what's the reality? Trump was actually getting the border crisis under control. And if it wasn't for Trump, you wouldn't be having these vaccines right now. Now, I don't know if that's totally true, because the vaccine agenda was obviously always there. But for whatever reason, Trump really wants the credit for the vaccines. And I know why. It's because he sees all of his friends and all the liberals begging for the vaccine, saying it's the greatest thing ever, saying thank God for the vaccine, like getting on their knees crying because they can get a vaccine. So Trump's just like, hey, I'm the one that did that. Remember that. You hate me so much, but I'm the one that got you the vaccine. So I understand why he does it. It's kind of more of an ego thing. But the reality is, he launched Operation Warp Speed. That's why the vaccines got rushed to delivery. But Biden says, oh, that was me. Biden says there was no plan at all for a vaccine when he got into the White House, even though he'd already been vaccinated. That's how big of a liar he is, or he doesn't even know where he is. And then there's the border crisis. Was actually starting to move in the right direction under Trump. We were getting the border under control. The wall was almost completed. And then the Democrats come in, stop the wall, open the border, promise free handouts, and it becomes a crisis again. And what do they say? They blame Trump. They blame Trump. Seriously, how does it end? I really always wonder, though, how it ends. How does it end with an entire political party that spews nothing but lies 24/7? How does that end? How does that end when the media and the Democrat Party lie to you 24/7, 100% of the time? Where is
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. That's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. We've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021. And then contractually, they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. And they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or ParaWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 month, a year. It's all ParaWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now. And at Fussy InfoWars.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're in the final segment of this Sunday's Alex Jones Show. Don't forget Harrison Smith coming up with Sunday Night Live, normally hosted by yours truly, but Harrison Smith fulfilling those duties tonight as I'm in studio for the Alex Jones Show. He'll be back on air in studio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, God willing, with the Alex Jones Show. Patrick Halley also coming up with Harrison Smith. There's going to be a lot of important information discussed there. And what I think I'm going to do is, because Alex likes it when we pitch to the other shows, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell a story at the beginning of the broadcast, pitching to Harrison Smith. I'm going to get his response to it, but I'm going to tell a story about something I experienced this weekend being out and about in Austin with some buddies. Now that the mask mandate is lifted, I experienced some pretty interesting stuff that I want to just run by Harrison before he gets into his stuff. So, guys, I'll probably just come right back out there so we don't have to do another setup, and I'll sit right out there and we'll transfer it to Harrison. But I do have some news to cover here before we give the baton to Harrison Smith to host Sunday Night Live. Here are some of the other headlines. Organization, which is a left-wing organization, the Slow Factory Foundation. I did some research into them. It doesn't seem that they're too, sorted in their affairs or their affiliations, but it's the big left-wing crazy group. The guy that founds it likes to paint his fingernails. So that's cute. So organization says sharing Oprah Winfrey interview memes is digital blackface. And so obviously that Oprah Winfrey interview, the content of it, the subjects of discussion didn't really go viral, but the memes did. All the memes of Meghan Markle and all the memes of Oprah went mega viral. Nobody really knows or cares what they talked about, but the memes went viral. So that angers the left wing because this is, of course, a propaganda event for them. And when the propaganda doesn't hit, but then it gets basically spun and turned into propaganda against them with the Oprah Winfrey memes, of course, then they start to panic. So the left wing says, don't share Oprah Winfrey memes. That's digital blackface. Yes, and these people haven't gone completely insane, though. Some people are realizing, though, that they've gone completely insane. Sarah Silverman, one of them, in an interesting podcast, I guess it's her own podcast. They all have podcasts now. Nobody listens. But she says she doesn't want to be associated with the Democrat Party anymore. And you can tell it's like the most real I've ever seen Sarah Silverman. I mean, her potty humor is real, but this was like kind of like down to earth real. And you could tell that there was Biden voter remorse, or I don't know if she voted for Biden, but there was Biden promotion, Democrat Party promotion remorse. And you could tell that she's having this realization in this podcast. And now she doesn't want to be affiliated with party. She doesn't want to be affiliated with any of it. She just wants to be, yeah, yeah, you figured out these people hate us, huh? You finally got it. Politicians are corrupt. You shouldn't be involved with any of these people. But Hollywood has been so in the tank for the Democrat Party for so long. But the weird thing that she mentions in here, and this is what I'm wanting liberals and leftists to realize, and this is why I'll tell this story with Harrison Smith coming up, and there's a bit of it in my street interview from last Monday at the mask event. But she's calling liberals absolutists in this, absolutists. The real world word that she's looking for is totalitarians. Absolutists is fair enough, but it's the same thing. They're totalitarians. So that's what it's time for the left wing to realize, that that's what they've become. They want to force you to wear the mask and take a vaccine because they're totalitarians. They don't want you to open their business. They want to be in charge of when it's open or closed because they're totalitarians. They want to be in charge of your children, your movement, the thermostat in your house, the gas in your car. These are totalitarians. And it looks like maybe some of these libs that just kind of went along with the cause celeb are having the remorse and feeling bad. And they won't be totally honest about it for their own pride, but it does look like they're beginning to take some steps back in some remorse of promoting the New World Order totalitarianism. You know, here's kind of an example of the nonsense, though. Judge takes action on virtually unintelligible lawsuit against Trump and Israel, and it's Palestinians that fire this lawsuit, and it's complete garbage. And look, we deal with similar stuff here. Well, they'll file lawsuits against us, and it's like they use they use people's names that have never worked here or haven't worked here in years. They misspell names. They get people's identities confused, and it's just total drivel and garbage. But see, Democrat judges will still hear it. But that's basically what this Palestinian group tried to do to Trump and Israel. He's like, I don't even understand this lawsuit. Throw it out. Democrat judges will hear it, though. More bad news for Cuomo. More bad news for Cuomo. Is this thing going to blow up? From the Washington Examiner, coronavirus infects 10,300 New York group home workers, killing 32. And it actually says it killed hundreds later on in the article. So I'm a little confused at the headline. The New York Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, which operates the group homes, also reported 552 resident deaths and 6,382 infections. So they have the nursing homes that COVID got sent into by Cuomo. Now they realize Cuomo also sent the COVID into these developmental disabilities homes, killing state workers and killing people with mental disabilities. So my goodness, the numbers of death, the New York nursing home slayer, Andrew Cuomo, the number of death on his name, on his tally. I mean, he's up there with some of the biggest tyrants of all time now. Wow. But he'll get brought down by some groping allegations or some harassment allegations. He's fighting them tooth and nail. And now I'm wondering if the only reason why Cuomo is going slug for slug with the harassment complaints is because he knows more is going to come out about the COVID deaths that he caused. And so he wants all of that to come out first until the harassment allegations bring him down. Pretty slick if that's the case. House Democrats draw the line. They want no cooperation with any Republicans that question the election. Yeah, you're not allowed to question the election. You're not allowed to be a free thinker. But, oh, Russian collusion was the biggest story ever. They spent millions of dollars investigating that. All the media propaganda on that. It was total fake news. U.S. National Guard soldier dies while stationed at U.S. Capitol as many are being poisoned with undercooked food and metal shavings in their food. It's a total disaster. Just like at the southern border, it's all Democrat Party politics, and it's killing people, and they don't care. They like it. They love when someone dies from their policies. It makes them feel in charge. And Lloyd Austin said, we will not be removing the National Guard from D.C., even though the National Guard said there's no point in us being here. It's going to cost us $500 million a year if we continue to do this. Well, they love that. Meanwhile, Biden still yet to have a press conference, won't even take questions from the media. They cut off his camera when he says he will. He asked for Pelosi's permission, or he just says, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm doing here. And then they cut the feed. 50 days as president, Biden still has not given a news conference. Critics and allies wonder why. Well, the allies are starting to wonder why. The critics know why. Trump had, I think, 5 by now. Obama had 3 by now. Bush had 3 by now. Obama had, everybody does the press conferences. Biden won't even take a question from the media. And we all know why. There's no secret here. Biden, at the very minimum, is suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. And he can't be trusted on a public microphone. So Trump gets censored from Twitter because he speaks the truth. Biden gets censored from talking to the media because he can't speak. So it's a total clown show. And we'll see how long Biden can go without having to answer questions from the media. But remember, when Psaki was asked why Biden won't address questions from the media, what did she say? Well, there's too many national crises going on. No, that's exactly when you address the media. Isn't that ironic? Okay, by the way, Meghan Markle says she wants to run for president now. Have you heard this? Yes, Meghan Markle wants to run for president now, married to the fake Prince Harry, which it does appear, I don't want to jump the shark, but it does appear that there was actually the son of Princess Diana's riding instructor, horse riding instructor. But I'm not going to get too conspiratorial on that. But the fake Prince Harry married to the briefcase model Meghan Markle, who gave it all up to be a princess, a fake princess, but didn't get what she wanted. And so now is trying to destroy the royal family. And she thinks she can run for office, too, by the way. That's hilarious. But she promotes a yogurt company on the Oprah Winfrey interview, Humphrey Yogurt. People look into this, and guys, go ahead and look at this logo, and I'm sure it's just a coincidence that the pedophile logo is in the Meghan Markle frozen yogurt company that she promoted. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, so please don't make a big fuss about that. Meanwhile, the COVID relief bill, $2 trillion, did you know inside that bill is relief for farmers, but only if you're a farmer of color? So white farmers get nothing. Everybody else gets at least $5 billion in aid. Wow. Harrison Smith coming up with Sunday Night Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.